After a sunny start and some very mild temperatures, high and mid-level clouds will continue to increase, thicken, and lower as a wave of low pressure and its associated fronts will move into and through the region this evening and overnight. That'll bring with it more rain and possibly a couple of thunderstorms or at least localized downpours. Localized steadier rain and persistent showers will continue overnight and through a good portion of Saturday before the cold front passes later in the afternoon. In the wake of that front, skies will begin to clear, especially to the north and west of Albany, with areas south and east taking longer. A second stronger cold front will sweep across the region later in the overnight period without much more than an isolated shower. Much colder air will move in Sunday for the start of the week, and a couple of very chilly nights will come into play Sunday and especially Monday night. With clear skies and calm winds Monday night, we'll have ideal conditions for radiational cooling to set in, and areas where the growing season has begun may see some frost and freeze conditions, so keep that in mind if you're planting some flowers with mom on Sunday for Mother's Day. It looks like we'll have a couple of nice, albeit seasonally cool days Monday and into the middle of the week before another chance at rain comes into the picture heading through Wednesday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from highs on Thursday of 97 at Entian, Washington, yet again, to a low Friday morning of 19 at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast on Saturday in New York City, it'll be breezy with showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 2 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a high in the mid-70s. In Boston, breezy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Patchy fog before 9 in the morning, otherwise cloudy with a high in the low 70s. And in Buffalo, breezy as well with a chance for showers mainly in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. The Albany, New York climate normals for tomorrow, May 11th, at a maximum temperature normal of 68 with a record of 90 set back in 1911. And the normal minimum temperature for May 11th is 45 degrees with a record low of 29 set back in 2010. Sunrise and sunset information for Saturday, May 11th, 2013. Sunrise at 5:37 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Sunset at 8:07 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Tonight, showers, a chance for thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. It'll be breezy as winds could gust upwards of 25 miles an hour overnight. Occasional showers with a chance for thunderstorms on Saturday, highs in the lower 60s, again quite breezy, with winds possibly gusting up to 25 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, tonight, showers likely, a chance for thunderstorms after midnight, not as cool with lows in the upper 50s. Showers likely on Saturday with scattered thunderstorms in the mix with highs in the mid-70s. It'll be quite breezy there as well. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, showers tonight with a chance for thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the middle 50s. With winds out of the south from 10 to 15 miles an hour, occasional showers with a chance for thunderstorms on Saturday, cooler with highs only in the middle 60s, and again, winds out of the south to start from 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance for showers in the evening, then showers likely with a chance for thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the middle 50s. Saturday, showers likely, scattered thunderstorms in the mix, highs in the low 70s, with wind gusts possible to 25 miles an hour. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, showers likely this evening, then showers and a chance for thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. And Saturday, occasional showers with a chance for thunderstorms, highs in the low 70s, winds gusting upwards of 25 miles an hour. The extended forecast region-wide for Sunday, partly sunny for the moms out there, cooler though with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. Monday, partly sunny, low and mid-50s for highs. Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny, returning to the lower 60s. On Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance for showers, highs jump to the upper 60s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, the chance for showers, highs in the low and mid-70s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.